I'm Dodd Morris for Mission Network News. Food and fuel crises are two of many plaguing Lebanon today. Others include economic and financial meltdowns, political deadlock, and last year's massive port explosions in the capital, Beirut. Alicia just moved to Beirut with her family to serve alongside the prayer ministry, Cry Out Now.
Everyone, unfortunately, just seems very hopeless and very pessimistic about the current situation. The main theme is just a lot of hopelessness and despair and expecting it to only get worse.
As believers, Alicia and her husband want to demonstrate Christ's love through practical means and prayer. First, they have to gain Lebanese trust.
They are very shocked, and because we are American, entering into an already very chaotic situation, they're very suspicious. It doesn't make sense, because any Lebanese with any sort of means is leaving.
Please pray these gospel workers will have patience as they form new relationships and friendships, and pray God will use them mightily in Lebanon. More than 2.5 billion people around the world, a third of us, have never heard about Jesus. A large ethnic group in Southeast Asia may be the next to encounter Christ for the very first time. By describing gospel opportunities like this one in Southeast Asia, members of the Alliance for the Unreached hope believers like us will take action. The first step is pretty easy. Help raise awareness by drawing three lines on your hand. And when people ask, tell them what you've learned. A third of us have no access to Jesus. And then point people to the Alliance for the Unreached, Alliance member John Padidi.
It's been a joy to be part of this Alliance for the Unreached because you see the body of Christ in these different ministries coming together, each of them with their respective skills, gifts, and callings from God to plug in and be a part of reaching the unreached.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.